Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's underneath me now. We've moved the camera around, we've expanded the set, and we've brought Cream of Crab Soup, one of my favorites. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are at Rock Salt Grill. I get so much swag. I mean, Marshall Weston is brought by finally at the end of the tour. The Restaurant Association Maryland shirts. I got koozies, water that I'm not going to dump all over the place. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these show me's away at Costas on Tuesday as we wrap up the tour with Wes Moore. Also going to be joined by Pam Wood of the Baltimore Banner and my pal Mickey Coachella, who swears he's not going to work blue. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I got my hat. I'm all ready to go. Leonard is here. He joins us in his establishment that I walked in, I saw what a unique establishment it is, and I thought, what did this used to be? And Marshall said it was Harry's.
Harry's, yeah, for 30-some years,
it
right?
It was the famous hot dog place, Harry's Hot Dogs on Main, home to many Ravens. And back in the day when they used to come have training camp here, they used to stop in. Artie Donovan was one of his favorite spots to go to here.
So, where was the bar they shot the Hard Knock stuff in? What bar was that?
That was Johansson's.
So that's a couple blocks away.
Yeah, on the street, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we lost Goose, and I'm just, you know, and I know, when I think of Westminster, you're one of the few people I really have known here a long period of time. You're a true entrepreneur. You had a business, and really, I mean, you've got a Capitals mug and an Orioles shirt.
Yep.
Tell everybody who you were in your former life, because you and I crossed paths long before you were trying to sling me crab cakes over here on Main Street.
We did. Back in early 2000, we had a place called Time Out Sports Grill up in the town mall, and I think we were the only game in town back then when it came to sports bars.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they're the only ones. When the Ravens were rolling to town, every one of them showed up. Ray, you know, you had all the different players coming in, and it was always a lot of fun because you never knew who was going to show up, and you know, a lot of the rookies would come in. You know, some of the bigger guys would say, well, a lot of the coaches would come in. All the coaches would come in, and it was just a lot of fun. It was a good vibe.
Do you miss that now that the training camp isn't right here in the backyard of McDaniel?
I do. It always had a good vibe in town. There's always a lot of hubbub, and you know, our kids were growing up.
I think it's very, very fortunate that they pulled that out of here. And let me tell you where my can I pontificate momentarily?
Yes.
Lee is here. We're Rock Salt. We're going to have a crab cake. He's got me cream of crab soup that I'm not going to eat because I'm too busy talking. Marshall Weston from the Restaurant Association of Maryland sponsoring us. Reminder: September 16th to the 25th, Restaurant Week. Get out, support it. I was in Deep Creek. I was going to go the first couple of days of the month. My wife and I had a scheduling conflict with her job. We moved it to the first weekend. And I look. Mike Tomlin is a friend of mine. We've been friends for 15 years. He's been trying to get me to Latrobe from the beginning. When my wife got cancer in 14, we went on this swabbing tour. We did a baseball tour, did 30 ballparks in 30 days. It sort of began this back in 15. And at that time, Mike Pettine was coaching the Browns. Marvin was coaching the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Mike was coaching the Steelers, and the Ravens were here, and we were swabbing. I was going to go to all the training camps. Hmm. We were going to go to Columbus, Ohio, for the Browns, white-brown, brown-orange game that they scrimmage.
Right.
Their fireworks night in August, July, probably, late July. And do that, we were going to go to Cincinnati training camp. And my wife took ill. We didn't do it. Still haven't done it, so I never went to Latrobe. And Tomlin's up, man, standing invitation, man. Anytime you want to come up and see real team practice, man, you come on up.
Yeah.
That's not a bad Tomlin. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he'd give me an 8 on that. So hit him the week before the tour started, and I said, hey, dude, you're practicing in Latrobe one of the days we're at Deep Creek. Maybe I'll mule you up a crab cake from Ace's Run or, you know, bring one up from Dutch's at Silver Tree. You know what I mean? So no need for the crab cake or whatever. They moved the practice time. I went up to Latrobe. And all I could think about was you and Westminster and thinking how off the chain this would be right now if they were still practicing out here, how it would change your community, right? And I was up in Latrobe. It was a soft day. They moved practice. Rainy. I brought the rain clouds to Pittsburgh. Let's hope that's the whammy that ends the streak of them beating us that I have to hear him tell me about it all the time. John's very upset about hearing it. Hey, man, tell John I said hello. That's how it always ends. So, but I went up to Latrobe, and I felt that community. Are you a Westminster person by birth or no?
No, I'm about 35 years
How'd you wind
here.
Up here?
Back in the day, I'm from Kansas City.
Oh!
Old Chiefs Royals guy back in the day.
The great Lamar Hunt.
But and the Len Dawson just passed away yesterday. Yep. I used to hang out with him. Went to his. It was when I was a Cub Scout, we used to go down to the radio station, and he came to our house for dinner a couple times. Him and Ed Podolak, my grandparents used to live right across the street from Hank Stram, so I had a pretty good connection with the Chiefs back in the day. Wow. When I was little, I was at the longest game of football history. I was at that Miami game in '72.
You saw games at the old stadium?
The old stadium. That was the last game I saw, the old municipal there.
Okay.
But I was transferred out here. I used to run a comedy club. I was a Slapstick comedy club down in downtown. I was brought out here to get that open, and I was the talent coordinator. Worked to Dave Chappelle, Ellen DeGeneres.
Were you there the night Dennis Miller was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at that show. I had him on the show.
I booked all those guys. I booked Jerry
Seinfeld.
Do
I know you from that period of time?
You might have, because I used to deal with all those guys from 98, Russ Montla back in the day, and that whole crew.
Russ is really pissed about my belt buckle collection. You know, I got the Cars belt buckle going here now. You know, you can't see it on the shop, but thank God for that.
Yeah.
He wants my Boston belt buckle, so he's really into that. So
it's old school guy.
So you're a Kansas City guy, but a restauranteur by no.
Yeah, I went to Oklahoma State, have a degree in hotel restaurant down from there. So I'm was there with Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas were running in the backfield, and then end up out here in the East Coast. I've been here ever since. Been here since.
You almost have a Maryland accent, don't you think?
I think so,
dude.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah.
You do talk a little funny in a different kind of way.
I don't say y'all that much anymore. You know, I don't wear my cowboy boots. Kind of hung them up. You know.
But you were working downtown doing comedy, right?
Yeah.
Of that era, we were talking about being the same place. I remember Slapstick. Well, why Carroll County? What happened to bring you here? To the Westminster community.
Just like the community outside, just close to Baltimore, but just enough outside. I love the town. It was very inviting, and so we ended up coming out here and met my great wife, and here we are.
Well, so from going to the mall to here, life change, you got an opportunity. Yeah. This is Harry's. You come in. Marshall, you hear these stories all the time, right? This is 90% of the people you know.
Absolutely.
Is my wife and I thought about opening a bar. Back in 2000 and something.
Right.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, we opened Time Out, and that was going. And then, had a couple guys wanted to buy our restaurant from us back in the day. And right when the housing market crashed, we're like, we'll pursue that. So we sold the restaurant, and then we went and did our corporate gigs. She worked for Oracle. I worked for Compass and a couple big Aramark, some of the big corporations. And we missed it. And we've been talking to Harry in the early, like 2012, and working this deal out. And we knew this was a perfect opportunity.
You needed the space. It's location, location, location for you.
He was done with the restaurant business. He wanted to retire, so we ended up coming up here and worked it all out, and here we are today.
I think that was important to him, right? He wanted this space to remain a restaurant.
Yes.
So he didn't want...
Is the bar here? No, the bar was not here.
No.
Now, I walked into... I called him Tony De La Rosa. He's going to be upset with me. Dante Liberatore, who I went to high school with. He has Liberatore's down in Eldersburg. I remember going in him to pitch him for business many moons ago. I kidding about the other day. I went in and probably 1999, 2000. I mean, I'm Nasty Nestor by then. People were listeners. Mm-hmm. I had a legitimate business. It wasn't like a friendship. He was established. And I went in and he said, I'm not a sports bar. And I remember what it looked like then. And I don't know that I've been in his place in 15 years. And he's like, I've remodeled it three times. We got the carry and this and that and the bar. And I walked in and it looked like a completely different place. It is amazing how these spaces with a different vision, and I guess they do TV shows on all this, right? And, you know, the celebrity chef comes in and beats your place up and puts new things up. But the vision to rethink something and to rethink a space, I mean, that's kind of a sacred thing.
It is. I mean, you know, I give a lot of credit to my wife. The bones of the building are what they are. We put the bar in. We didn't do a whole lot. We changed the color up a little bit. But, ever since COVID and the pandemic hit, we have our little Rockin' Dog thing on the corner down there that we used to use for overflow for this place. But we kind of had to rebrand ourselves a little bit with that and something a little more lower price
state
point.
State flags all over this place, though, right?
It's a Maryland-themed restaurant, definitely. Maryland-themed food all the way through.
So when you went to put the concept together, bank, partners, whatever, what are you? We're a Maryland-themed... Yep. What does that mean, a Maryland-themed restaurant?
You know, it's authentic Maryland cuisine, which I think, it's just like an Italian restaurant or Mexican. You can take our Maryland cuisine, you got crab cakes, you got cream of crab, you got crab imperial.
Speaking of cream of crab,
You got oysters, you got all sorts of Maryland things that are, fried green tomatoes. So there's so many different authentic Maryland recipes, and we thought we can capitalize on that. And then with some of our old people from our old restaurant, and we ended up just
See, this is what happens when I announce myself. They put more crab meat in it.
Now, that's our normal.
No,
let me, here, let there's me no get way it. You put this much in there.
Hang on.
Come on, dude. There's yeah. no. Come on.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that looks right to me.
Dude, this is a stew. This isn't a soup.
We put that's
it's
about
like chunky.
We put a lot of crab meat in our cream of crab.
Look at yeah, this.
You better get a bite every. You better get out of crab meat every time you get a bite of soup.
Yeah.
Well, that's not soup then. That's chowder.
Chowder.
Maryland chowder.
Yeah.
Leonard Raskin
so,
warned me.
Listen to this. He has not had your panko fried oysters here.
What?
How many? That's what I said. I mean,
oh, man.
How many of those do you sell a week around
oh,
here?
Oh, my God. Thousands.
I don't want to say it's the hidden gem because it's not anymore, right? But, you know, crab cakes and those oysters, yeah. they fly
Here's
out the door
oyster
here.
Thing. I grew up in East Baltimore. Went to many, many bull and oyster roasts as a kid. Mm-hmm. Thought they were squirmy, squishy at first. Got a little adventurous at about 12 or 13. Shuck six brought it back. Cocktail, lemon. That's kind of interesting. Then there was that myth about what it did to, you know, masculinity.
Right.
That went along with that at 15, 16, 17. That thought, like, I'm a real man. Hair on my... When I didn't have hair on my chest. Now yeah. I want it off because it's going gray. So I was always raw in that way, right? Some point, I got hoochie-coochie-coochie and thought, like, I like spinach. Because I don't even know that I like spinach when I was 17, right? Some point in the 30s, in my 30s, I'm 53 now. I was talking to you about the evolution of your palate. Like, literally, mm-hmm. things that you yeah. like, that you try, or yep. how sushi and tacos came on here. And they no such thing when I was a kid as sushi or tacos in our culture, right? But I got Rockefeller, right? Because I thought, man, that you know, some spinach and some cheese, delicious, broiled. Then I went to New Orleans and discovered char grill, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that if I eat them char grilled, like I live near Riley's Oyster downtown, mm-hmm. Brian McComas, I would get char grilled oysters in his place because they were delicious. And then I stopped eating them raw like that, other than when I'm at a roast or when I'm at an affair or when your server, I love them that way. Dami Hahn at Fadley's, my original sponsor, and really the person, one of the, along with the friends at Costas, will be there Tuesday. They really inspired this. They were my restaurant friends that had a crab cake, and I'm like, I eat your crab cake, your crab cake, your crab. I want to try some other flavors, you know what I mean? So that's really, because Costas has a East Baltimore, Old Bay forward kind of crab cake. Fadley's is all mustard, right? Completely different. And she brought me a fried oyster 6 months ago. I mean, like, it was very recent. It was this year. She put them down, and I'm like, I don't know the last time I had a fried oyster. You know what I'm like? I wouldn't order it. It would be the third or fourth way I would order an oyster. Would way rather have it raw, so would my wife. If you char grill them and they look delicious, I'll do it. Mm. If you throw spinach on it, I'll totally do it. I wouldn't think to get a fried oyster. She brought it over with cocktail, and it was just so delicious. And so I started messing around with it on this tour, and I'm thinking, let the cat out of the bag with the restaurant guy, about doing an oyster tour because yeah. I like them all sorts of ways, and it lends itself to the crab cake thing that they're all different. Yeah. They're all different.
All different.
But I would not have tried a fried oyster in the last 20 years if she didn't bring it and plate it and sit it in front of me and say, I bet you'll like it. Yeah. And then I'm like, now I'm, you got me salivating for that.
I'm telling you, he just told you. Everybody that walks in the door buys one here.
Yeah.
I mean,
we go through a lot of oysters. And the rock salt oysters are the char grilled oysters we do. And then when the oysters stroll in October, we shuck them and do the grill out back. We do char grilled oysters, a little bit of herb butter on top of it. And if you want a little Parmesan, a little bacon on top of that.
Showing off. Mm-hmm. Well, talk about COVID a little bit, and because we've talked so much about business. Did you have outdoor here? Did they shut the street down? Did they do any of those
things? We did for a little bit. We had an outdoor out front. We have a patio out back that seats about 70 people out there already. So that worked out. We have a little front patio. But, yeah, we did line some seats out front.
I haven't
front.
Even gotten the VIP tour. I haven't even, like, I haven't even been out back yet. I've been here. I'm, like, working back. In the bar.
Yeah, there's a whole other environment.
Everybody here has been trying to feed me and eat me and drink me,
that's
and
what we
you
did.
Know, but I haven't eaten it. I've had coffee and nothing other than Royal Farms coffee this morning. That's it. So this bite of crab soup is my first foray of the day. I'm living right, having a good day. Good afternoon.
This is my wife's secret recipe here. She is
what's in
she
it?
Guards this.
What's
with,
in it?
With, I'd have to kill you if I tell you.
Yeah,
it's one of those secret gems that only a couple people here make, and she's one of them. But
I taste the sherry. I chased the paprika and the. I chased a definitely a little bit of a kick, a little pepper.
He cannot confirm nor deny.
Yeah, it's got it.
It's
it is
buttery.
Have,
it's
it does
creamy.
Have a little kick to it. It does have a little spice to it. Yeah. Our Maryland crab's got it even spicier than that, but.
Yep.
It's nice. It's really, really. It's good.
It's creamy. It's fresh. We go through, I don't know how many hundreds of gallons we go through a week. It's
all right. Well, listen, I want to meet your chefs. I want to have a crab cake. Marshall, you need to get up the road. You're not going to pharmacy with me or no?
No can do. Leave the fun for you. But
well, you know what happened? Last year I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days, and I get thirsty. And I thought, there's breweries everywhere that need help, and businesses that need help, and bartenders that are cool. And I said this to him in the last segment. The amount of creativity I have seen in these breweries, no offense to your restaurateurs, but the breweries are so
amazing.
Uniquely family, dogs, trivia night, different beers, switching things out, passion for the product, sample my stuff. I want you to come back. I want you to have a shirt that says Eldersburg or Cumberland or, you know, Salisbury or West Ocean City or whatever, Berlin, whatever your town is. Every local business went through COVID through this and to try to bring these things together. I think there's been a creativity thing about you saying, well, I'm not a sports bar. That was last century when the Ravens used to be here. Now that they've skunked out, we're going to be a Maryland, Chesapeake regional. You do corn on the cob in this joint?
Don't do corn on the cob.
We got to do that. We got to add that. So my favorite baseball, well, you're a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Anytime, and we beat the White Sox in miraculous fashion last night.
That is unbelievable, right? I mean, how does that happen in today's world? But, you know, it's Orioles magic.
That kid was...
It's like a movie.
It is.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
He dropped the ball.
And then two pitches later, boom.
Yeah.
It's all over.
So my favorite, I went to 30 ballparks in 30 days. I ate at all of them. For many of them, I've been to many times. You know I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Last name's Aparicio, despite what the Orioles think. Elotes in Chicago. So if I say elotes to you, you know that's corn?
Yes.
Okay, you know that's corn. You've seen it on menus, right? A lot of people don't know what it is. Right. Spanish word, E-L-O-T-E. What's elotes? What are elotes over there? And I tell anybody, if you go to Chicago, get the elotes. My cousin has a statue in center field. It's nice. Name Aparicio is up on the decking. My favorite thing about Comiskey Park is the corn on the cob, south side. Dude, they give you 6-7... You want lime juice, you want cheese, you want pepper, you want red pepper, you want paprika, you want salt, you want garlic salt, you want mayonnaise, or are you going to say, yes, yes, and they just dump it all
bring
over
it all.
And you slap.
That's amazing.
Right.
I love corn.
Man, and that's another thing about this trip. Heirlooms, corn, driving back roads, seeing oyster farms over the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Such a beautiful state.
Well, the whole process of the recycling program and the Chesapeake and what they've done, the oyster recovery people have done, is just
sounds
phenomenal.
Like I need to tell that story.
You do. You do.
We'll tell that in the next segment. How about that? Because you're going to give me an oyster. I'm going to tell my stupid P.E. Island story and honor Scunny, my dear friend and partner, who we lost him 10 years ago.
10 years ago the other day, right? Yeah.
All right, so let me tell you my peak, since you're here, since you knew Scunny?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So Scunny was missing a finger like I'm missing a finger. By the way, the owner of LP Steamers, also Bud, is missing the same finger. Stevedore, we did the crab cake tour with him a couple weeks ago down in Locust Point. So beautiful guy, great guy, Bud Gardner, awesome. Missing the same finger as me. Scunny was missing like this one on the other finger. And every time I would go in his place, let's touch nubs. I want to touch nubs. So that's totally Scunny.
That's definitely him. Okay? Yeah, no
doubt.
That's
pretty good.
Yep.
So the Bob Irsay on the wall, that's my Bob Irsay dummy that Mike Resigliano gave back to me after he repaired it when Schaefer's and Bud Craven had it. Bud gave it back to Resig. Resig gave it to me, repaired its face, and its final resting place was Scunny. I said, it deserves to be on the wall, Nacho Mamas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So at the Canton location, that's that one. The Towson location has my Beanie Bob, the little Bob Irsay that I took to Indianapolis for the Super Bowl back in 06 to put the whammy on the Colts and Peyton Manning. So where was I leading with this? Because I'm a mess. Scunny.
We're just remembering Scunny. Great guy.
P.E. Island, the day he died. My wife and I are in Canada chasing Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen's playing on a hill in Moncton. Magnetic hill. There's a magnet on the hill that you put your car on. You put your car in reverse and it or in forward, and it goes uphill against the magnet. Google it. It's the freakiest thing.
All right, yeah. All right, learn
magnetic
something.
Magnetic hill.
Magnetic
There's a
hill.
Magnet on the hill.
Got it.
That will pull your car up the hill. I've witnessed it. The car's electronics freak out. It's like something out of a spooky movie.
All right.
So we're up here, and we're going to Northumberland Strait, which is the warmest body of water outside of Shediac in the Northern Hemisphere. The beginning and ending of all tides in the world are the Bay of Fundy, mm-hmm. which is adjacent to Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
We drove to Nova Scotia. But this day, we were going to go to Prince Edward Island, where you would say the best oysters in the world. Is
a lot of them come from there, yep. We get a lot of oysters from there, yep.
Well, a lot of hockey players come from there, too.
Yep.
So I'm going to bring my Capitals mug in here. Mm-hmm. And my dear friend Doug McLean, who once coached and GM'd for the Columbus Blue Jackets, coached the Florida Panthers to the Stanley Cup Finals in 1996, I believe. Friend of mine, he was the Skipjacks coach. He's from Prince Edward Island. And he's got the accent, and you know he would always say, "When you come up, you take the boat over. There's no way off the island. We're a boat only." And sometime in the 1994, since I knew Dougie, they built a bridge. The richest dude on the island gave money. You know, Sam Walton gave money and said, "We're going to build the bridge, and we're going to take away the ferries." And we're going to open up the mainland so we don't have to ferry everything, every person, every car, if you want to go anywhere in our, right? This is the 90s, man. Like, we're not talking like the 50s or that they didn't have, it was a billion, multi-billion dollar project, long-ass bridge, right? And the bridge is $44.25. So my wife and I go to the bridge.
Jesus.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
I love that reaction. So we drive to the bridge. And we get there, and they have this beautiful welcome center. Big, beautiful, like on the Eastern Shore, you know, like a lighthouse. And we went in there, and we see the lighthouse, and it's beautiful. And we sat, and we watched the movie about how the bridge was made. People died. What an incredible achievement it was for Canada. It's one of Canada's greatest accomplishments, is building this bridge.
In the 90s.
And then we walked out and cheapskated the $44.25 and never went into PE Island. I regret it. I mean, it came up yesterday because of Scunny's death. It came up on my timeline on Facebook. I reshared the picture of my wife and I in front of the $44.25 sign that we refused to go in the PEI. So every oyster that's ever served to me is a Prince Edward Island oyster.
There's a lot. We get a lot from there. We get a lot from around here, too. But you know, Cape Cod and all that. We carry about 10 to 12 varietals all the time. And we do get quite a few up in PEI. Just because the colder water, the northern oysters tend to be a little bit more... For us, a little more saltier than down here, but we get a lot from right here. Chicoteague, you know, the locals from Graysonville. We get a lot of Blue Points, you know, Salt Ponds out of Island.
Do you know the difference? I mean, have you become a wine for you?
Yeah, I'm like the oyster guy.
Oh, okay. So I couldn't fool you.
Well, you probably could, but I'm pretty well educated on the oysters and how they're produced and the whole night how they're raised and farm raised and wilds and times of year.
Oyster thing,
no doubt. Yeah,
I'm the oyster
guy. Nestor's onto something. He's onto something with this oyster thing.
I think you are. Well, people love. I sell a lot of them every week. I go through 3,000 or 4,000 a week here.
Next segment, we'll do a couple fried oysters, crab cake. Leonardo's here, and of course Marshall Weston from the Restaurant Association. Now I can represent. I've even got. Hold on. I don't know where the hell this koozie was when I was down at. Waiting to get out of the Styx concert down in Northern Virginia a couple weeks ago. But I now have summer koozies from the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are reminding everybody to play responsibly, but sports wagering is alive. It's football season. Come on out, play. Scratch off. We'll have some Raven scratch offs as well. I'm giving these away here as well. Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation supporting everything we do. And I want to give an extra shout out to my friends at Wise Market. Took the whole day on Thursday to show me around Sunbury, Pennsylvania. I was eating the ice cream. It was like I Love Lucy. I had the little hairnet on. Found it in my pocket today. And I'm like eating the ice cream out of the scooper. It was like perfect.
Nice.
So big thanks. Wise Conversations. Thank you for your support, Marsh.
You got it.
Tell everybody about Restaurant Week. One last plug. Let's make it happen.
Restaurant Week coming up in September. Go to MarylandRestaurantWeek.com. You can see all the restaurants that are participating. You can sort by county and go out, try something new, something special. It's for all types of food service businesses. It's not just fixed menus. So you can get a cream of crab soup special, or you can get an ice cream special at the local ice cream store.
Nobody's going to have this much cream of crab soup because he knew I was coming and he put a lot of extra crab in.
No. I'm on his side on this one. We're here all the time.
Well, you gotta come find out for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Tell them you know me. They'll put a little extra in there.
I'm gonna take them back in the kitchen and scoop one out. We'll see how much they're in there.
No doubt.
I'm going to be monitoring here. I'm just going to be eating the oysters. Lee and I are going to come back. I don't know if we're going to drag Susan out or not, but I know we got Chef coming by. We have oyster people coming by. They're going to feed me oysters, and I'm going to grab a beer at Pharmacy, and it's all brought to you by our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland in conjunction with everything we're doing. We are at Rock Salt Grill. We're in Westminster, replacing the Ravens in my own little way here in August. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.